flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Cody from Tacoma is. Cody, are you there?
Yep.
Cody, were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday to hear the cheat sheet?
I actually was.
Oh, Cody, that's what I like
Let's
to hear.
Go.
All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Cody has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
What is the name of our galaxy?
Milky Way.
Correct. What coffee chain is bringing back their condiment bar and free refills?
Pass.
Which fashion brand is associated with the creation of the trench coat?
Burberry.
Yes. What is the term for the physical components of a computer?
Hard drive?
No.
CPU?
No.
Pass.
With which mythological creature has the body of a lion and the head of an eagle?
Griffin.
Correct. Mark Spitz is famous for competing in what sport?
Soccer.
No.
Football.
No.
Baseball.
No. Who directed the 90s movie Goodfellas?
Quentin Tarantino.
No.
Pass.
Which language is considered the oldest written language still in use?
Latin.
No.
Arabic.
No.
Chinese.
Correct. Cody, you got 4 correct.
It felt like more.
I wish it was more.
Can you do
more.
Your math, Sarah?
I know. 1, 2, 3. He was so close on one of the cheat sheets.
I know
I wanted to give it to him so bad. But I don't think Steve's going to get some of those. So there's a chance. Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
What is the name of our galaxy?
The Milky Way.
Yes. What coffee chain is bringing back their condiment bar and free refills?
Which coffee chain? Starbucks?
Yes.
They have a condiment bar?
Well, I mean, that's what they call it. Which fashion brand is associated with the creation of the trench coat?
Jinko.
No.
Louis Vuitton.
No.
I don't know. Champion.
No. What is the term for the physical components of a computer?
The hard drive.
No.
The RAM.
No.
The desktop.
No. What? Which mythological creature has the body of a lion and the head of an eagle?
Griffin.
Yes.
Gryffindor.
Mark Spitz is famous for competing in what sport?
Swimming.
Correct. Who directed the 90s movie Goodfellas?
Martin Scorsese.
Yes. Which language is considered the oldest written language still in use?
I don't know. Spanish?
No.
Chinese.
Yes. Wow, Steve. You got 6 correct, which is a win, 6-4.
What's up, Taryn?
Sorry, Cody.
Hey, good job, Steve.
Nice job, my man. Have a good one.
A good
I'm the best. I'm the best.
So what is the term for the physical components of a computer? I was looking for...
hardware.
But both you and Cody said hard drive. So,
I don't know. Well, if we both said it, it's a wash.
Yeah, probably.
We argue over it.
And you guys are probably wrong anyway. Yes, for some reason, and I Googled it multiple times, Starbucks does call where they like put their creamer and stuff a condiment bar.
Or when they call it a coffee bar or something.
I don't know. I was like, it doesn't sound right. There's no ketchup and mayonnaise.
It almost made me think, oh, it's got to be McDonald's then. But
Yeah.
It's funny too because I feel like they got rid of it in 2020 and no one really realized that it was gone.
Yeah, I never once was like, where's the condiment bar here?
Where is it?
Shake your fist.
One that Cody did know, which fashion brand is associated with the creation of the trench coat? I'm pretty sure he only knew because of the cheat sheet. It's Burberry.
Oh. Isn't that the one with the like the gray and the tan and the lines?
Yes, I think it's absolutely disgusting looking, to be honest.
I never understood the obsession for that. It's almost like people just are like, this is ugly, but I spent a lot of money, so therefore everyone knows I'm rich.
Yeah, exactly. Well, congrats on beating Cody.
We would love for you to come on by Black Raven Brewing Company in Woodinville next Friday, February 7th for the Men's Room Lager launch party and live broadcast. You can also find that beer anywhere you go do your grocery shopping. Keep your eye out for it on the shelves and then ask for it on tap at your favorite establishments. All the info on the party and the beer is up at KISW.com. Did Kurt Cobain once say that Limp Bizkit was a way better band than Nirvana?
Of course.
Did he love Fred Durst?
Fred Durst was such a poetic genius.
Of course.
But some people online actually believe that he did say that. We're going to tell you all about it after Foo Fighters.
People are stupid.
The Daily Mix Show.
Big shout out to the internet for always doing a great job of exposing the not-so-bright people of the world.
You're the true MVP.
They really are. And there's this video that's circulating online where it's Kurt Cobain talking about how much he loved Limp Bizkit.
The video is crazy because, I mean, it's legitimately Kurt Cobain, but because of the beauty of artificial intelligence, they were able to make it look and sound like Kurt was saying this about a band that obviously was not on his radar back in the 90s because, well, they weren't a band in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm. I love f***ing Limp Bizkit. They're a way better band than Nirvana ever was, and Fred Durst was such a poetic genius. I mean, he was basically the Shakespeare of our generation. Did you ever hear that song, Nookie? Just watching Fred performing it in that red Yankees hat makes me want to run through a brick wall. Anyways, Limp Bizkit makes angry music just like Nirvana, but at least I don't want to vomit when I listen to them.
AI Kurt, very brutal.
And to your point, he passed away in 94. Limp Bizkit was formed in 94.
And they were formed in 94, but I don't think they were even on anybody's radar until like 1997. Nookie came out in 1999, so that's like, what, 5 years after Kurt died? And we have to say all this because if you go on some of these posts that I've seen on social media, on Instagram, on Twitter or X and Facebook of this video that's circulating, there are people who believe that he actually said this. And that's the part that just seems so mind-numbing to me because I think it's pretty obvious it's AI.
And I feel for these people. My heart goes out to them.
Yeah, one person's like, this better not be real. Like, this better be AI. Like, yes, it's exactly. That is AI.
You nailed it. The audio that surfaced that is obviously AI, Kurt references a song from 5 years after he passed away. Yeah, some believed that it was, you know, was true. And do we have the full clip of that?
Oh, yeah, we just played the whole clip.
Oh, that was the whole clip.
That was the whole clip. My bad. Sorry. Yes.
No worries at all.
Somebody even said, I'm sitting here thinking, how is this possible? Kurt died long before Limp Bizkit ever released music. Then after I watched it a second time, I realized it had to be AI.
Oh, my God. AI is kind of getting out of control, though. And the fact that then people can just share anything on the internet and make it go further and further and the lies continue, it's a little scary.
Well, like I feel like if it's obvious, if it's obviously a goof, I think I'm all for it. Like with AI with this, I think this is hilarious. It is crazy that it's still like very choppy and you can tell it's AI. At least I thought most people could tell, but there's clearly a couple of dum-dums on the internet. But it's the one, what would you like, maybe less than a year away before this gets all smoothed out. Like we have watched AI and how they've done like voice stuff and video stuff change over the course of a year and it's been kind of bonkers. Like I'm okay when it's like a parody like that. It's It gets nerve-wracking, kind of scary when like they can like take someone who's like alive and have them say something that they did not say and put it out there on the internet. I've seen that before where like, I can't believe, I don't know, I'm trying to think of the first person that pops in my mind is Russell Crowe for some reason. And I can't believe Russell Crowe said that about, you know, people named Sarah. And it's like, he never said that.
No. Well, now with AI being able to do all the celebrity voices and things like that, have you heard, I mean, are celebrities like fighting back against AI in any way?
Oh, I would imagine there's definitely like certain people that are putting in their contracts in like movies and things along those lines. I'm sure it's like an issue with when it comes to like, hey, I'm signing over the rights for you to use my image in this film, but that doesn't mean that you can now use my image and turn it into whatever you want through the beauty of artificial intelligence.
I would like someone to do artificial intelligence of us like looking like we have smoking hot summer bods for the summertime.
We don't have that technology. But let's not forget, most important, Kurt Cobain feels this way about Limp Bizkit.
I love f***ing Limp Bizkit. They're a way better band than Nirvana ever was. And anyways, Limp Bizkit makes angry music just like Nirvana, but at least I don't want to vomit when I listen to them.
What if we find out that Kurt Cobain actually is the one that discovered Limp Bizkit?
Oh, see, here we go. This is how conspiracy theories start. It's the what-if mentality.
There is a guy who came up with a genius way to enjoy In-N-Out burgers in towns where In-N-Out is not even available, and the internet is now losing their minds about all of it. We're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There's a guy named Spencer who is a retired Marine living in New York, and he's gone viral because he has figured out the best way to transport In-N-Out burgers from California using a very specific preservation process, Steve.
I was watching or reading his little Reddit thread. He's originally from the Bay Area, so he missed In-N-Out so much that he came up with this plan, and apparently he stops right before he gets on a plane to do this.
He orders plain burgers with no toppings that could potentially cause some sogginess.
Okay.
He stores those in Ziploc bags with ice packs in a carry-on.
This is way too much work.
Then he vacuum seals them at home before freezing them. So,
apparently he seals them before he goes on the plane also, because I think one time he went on with a bunch of bags and like everybody on the plane was like, what's that? We smell In-N-Out burgers. We smell In-N-Out burgers.
No.
Yeah. So either A, he was the most hated or the most popular person, depending on if he was willing to share them with people.
Well, many people had an opinion on what he does going to all those extremes to be able to enjoy In-N-Out. So let's go straight to the comments.
We sent these posts to our production director, Jason, said, hey, reenact some of the crazy comments that you read however you want, because it just illustrates how insane people get on social media. Most people just seem to have an opinion about In-N-Out burgers. Are you ready?
Oh, God, yes.
Here we go.
I've had In-N-Out a few times and found the burgers to be just so-so. I like Five Guys better.
Oh, yeah. We went to Five Guys last night.
It's bomb.com.
I couldn't believe this. We finished tap dance, and it's usually Chipotle, Chipotle, Chipotle from our daughter. Yesterday's like, Daddy, can we go to the place with the peanuts and the French fries?
Yes.
I was like, I know exactly what you're talking about, and yes, we can, daughter.
Their fries are awesome.
Yeah, the only problem is that even if you order a small order of fries, they still fill your entire bag up with French fries, so you keep picking at them, and you realize, I just ate like a triple XL order of fries. Still worth it.
Oh, yeah.
So freaking good.
In-N-Out must be one of the most overrated restaurants. I mean, it's okay, but, you know, the fries are just terrible.
I did see a lot of comments of people complaining about the French fries, which I don't disagree. I think people who go crazy about In-N-Out fries are crazy.
No one should go crazy about In-N-Out fries. They are subpar.
Danny, you're an In-N-Out fries guy?
Yes, of course.
The fries suck.
They're way better than anything that's up here.
Better than Five Guys.
Yeah.
They obviously taste like they were freeze-dried or something.
No, it's so good.
I'm ready to suffocate you with a bag of Five Guys. Okay. Just the fries, though.
In.
Yeah, okay.
I was in California a few years back and decided I'd try an In-N-Out burger and fries. I must say, it was really pretty good.
Wow.
Well, that was a glowing endorsement if I've ever heard one.
Pretty good.
It was really all right, I think.
Pretty good.
All right, we got one more. You ready?
Yeah.
Massively overrated. What kind of burger joint doesn't have bacon?
Oh. Wow. Do they not have bacon?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I guess not.
It's been a hot minute since I've been to In-N-Out.
We do have friends, though, that live in San Diego, and they do this with Dick's Burgers.
They think Dick's is overrated.
No, they love Dick's Burgers, so they freeze or they pack them up and then they take them home and freeze them.
Hell yeah,
they do. It's quite the process.
Our friend I saw on TikTok, you know, scrolling around on TikTok, our friend Penelope Rose, our OnlyFans model friend, she had a video where she was eating a Dick's Deluxe.
Oh,
and I was like, I wanted that Dick's Deluxe so bad. Like, I was like, I forgot how good it looks, and just seeing how she was reacting to it, I was like, oh man.
19-cent hamburgers today, tomorrow, and Thursday.
That's right.
Steve.
In-N-Out's not doing that.
Also, how much did you pay for that video of her eating the In-N-Out burger, Steve?
It was $4.99 just for the month. I canceled my subscription once I got it.
Gotcha.
I'm fine. Don't worry about it.
The Eagles
are... It was on TikTok. It was free. Stop trying to perpetuate weirdness.
The Eagles are heading to the Super Bowl, but are their fans already too unhinged for the possibility of winning the big game? We're going to tell you what's trending after Lenny Kravitz.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
We know that many of you are just getting started with the day and you're trying to figure out what the hell is going on in the world of pop culture. There's so much happening around us at all times. So we're going to help you out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Philadelphia Eagles fans were in full-on celebration mode after the team's NFC Championship game.
I don't think they're ready to have a championship.
Oh, my God.
I think it might get a little too crazy in Philadelphia.
Well, things already got a little bit chaotic. Three arrests were made, including two that were for assaulting officers and one for a stabbing. On top of that, police also issued 31 citations for disorderly conduct. They had to investigate two shootings and a vandalism incident, and they are still searching for a man caught firing a gun during the celebrations.
Did you see any of the footage of people like are in the middle of like whatever, like their downtown area with the big buildings, and they're just setting off fireworks, and the fireworks are going off way lower than the buildings are. And then somebody, I don't know if you've seen the video, but there's a video up there on like on TikTok or on Twitter. A guy pulls out a gun and just starts shooting it in the air, and nobody runs. Nobody. Everyone's still celebrating and partying. In fact, here's audio of the moment when the gun started getting shot and the people reacting to it.
I believe that was a gun. That was definitely a gun.
No, get us in the camera.
Go, man!
Yes, you heard that correct. He said, I don't give an F. Go Birds. After a guy like maybe 5 feet from him just started shooting a gun off in the middle of a celebration.
Oh, Philly.
They haven't even won the Super Bowl yet. What if they win the Super Bowl?
What if they lose, Steve? That's what I'm afraid of now.
You know what? I don't know which one's worse. I don't think they should be allowed to play for the sake of their fans. Speaking of football, Josh Allen just shared a very strange Okay, granted, he's not playing anymore because, well, they lost to the Kansas City Chiefs, the Buffalo Bills. Oh. But he's engaged to Haley Steinfeld.
Yes.
And I guess on her TikTok, she started asking him about his pregame routine, and he shared it with her and with everybody that was on her TikTok page, and it's very unique.
Three things you have to do on game day.
Throw up, listen to my playlist, and drink water.
Wait a second. Can we back up for a second? You throw up every game day?
Every game day.
When?
Right after pregame, come in the locker room, go do my deal, listen to my music, drink some water, and some mouthwash.
Appreciate the mouthwash.
I mean, everyone's got their routines. What's he listening to? I don't know.
I would love to know what's on Josh Allen's playlist.
It's got to be something like terrible, like, I don't know, Rush or something.
Oh my gosh.
He's sick to his stomach. He has to hurl it out of his system.
Do you have any like pre-wrestling match rituals that you do?
I know. I just hope my body can hold up.
Nothing. Prayer.
I don't know, like just how you kind of just you get a little bit in the zone, but no, nothing crazy like that.
You don't have like a playlist that you throw down or
no.
You don't just raw dog it.
Yeah, raw dog it big time. when I put on my spandex, I only know one way, and that's raw dog.
Oh my god!
Whoa. don't isolate that, please.
I'm isolating it.
Rockaholics, we have one more opportunity this morning for you to take down the great Steve Miggs. He currently has a record of 25 wins, 19 losses, and 4 ties in 2025. If you'd like a chance to take on Mr. Miggs, the number to call is 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Beat Miggs at 850.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.